KJAN Sports.
KJAN Sports is brought to you this morning by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, several Iowa Hawkeyes will be waiting to hear their names called when the NFL draft begins tonight. Defensive lineman Davion Nixon had a breakout season in which he was named the Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year. He's considered a likely second-round pick.
There's never been a doubt in my mind about my athletic ability, about my play style, and how I can make a change on the team and make a team different and better.
Nixon led the Big Ten in tackles for loss last season.
I wasn't really like shooting for any numbers, just kind of playing just to win. And so if I'm able to go out in the NFL next year and produce those same numbers, probably even bigger numbers, you know, that'll be great for me.
Defensive end Chauncey Golston is considered a fourth-round prospect. Golston showed versatility by playing defensive tackle at the Senior Bowl.
You never want to be a one-trick pony. And I showed that I can play every spot on the line. Plus, like, the film shows that, like, I can perform at, like, multiple positions at a high level.
Golston says he's not sure which team might take him.
I talked to every team, and, like, I had really good conversations. And even, like, past the Senior Bowl, leading up to now, I've had really good conversations with everyone. And I'm just enjoying the process.
Offensive tackle Alaric Jackson also is considered a fourth-round pick. A left tackle for the Hawkeyes, Jackson also worked at right tackle and at guard.
I can't do it as far as moving other places around on the line. As far as I could do it day one, honestly, training for it every day, it can't be a one-trick pony. So you got to be able to move around a little bit. Someone goes down, you got to be able to step up. So, yeah, I'm not going to do that 100% on day one.
Jackson says he's looking forward to the opportunity to be able to make a roster.
I know whatever happens, it happens. Just move on. You can't change it. It's in the past. Do better next time, honestly. As far as the mental goes, you work for a long time just to be able to get here and just do certain things and go to the next level.
NFL draft begins tonight with all 32 first-round picks. It'll continue tomorrow night with second- and third-round selections, and they'll continue to conclusion throughout the day on Saturday. Iowa State offensive coordinator Tom Manning says fundamentals have been a focus this spring. The Cyclones have a number of key players back from last year's unit that averaged 195 yards of rushing and 33 points for a team that won the Fiesta Bowl.
Cutting out some things and maybe putting a little bit more focus on different aspects of it certainly hasn't been a wholesale change, but I think it's been, I think that's one thing we preach about a lot is fundamentals and techniques, and we feel like that, you know, we needed to spend a little bit more time on those things. And so probably a little bit more on the side of amplifying.
Quarterback Brock Purdy, leading rusher Breece Hall, and leading receiver Xavier Hutchinson return from last year's team that finished 9-3.
For us, it's always about how do we find the way to best utilize the talent and skill that we have and make sure that we're running the plays, formations that dictate how to get our players the football.
Manning says for any offense, the goal is to get the ball in the hands of the best players.
It always does come down to execution. And I think that's the, you know, that's the secret sauce that everybody's always trying to find is, you know, how do you find ways to simplify? How do you find ways to make the execution as good as it possibly can be?
On the other side of the line of scrimmage, Iowa State defensive coordinator John Haycock says he's focused on improvement and not experience. The Cyclones returned nearly their entire defense from last year's unit that ranked second in the Big 12.
I think the concern you have is if the, you know, the same team is coming back, you're going to be just the same. And we can't, even though the same people are coming back, we have to be a better team. We have to be better defense. We have to be better at our techniques.
Haycock says it's not good enough just to have the same players back.
And I think that's the reality of when you have veteran teams, in my experiences, that, you know, hey, you got this team coming back. Well, sure, if it's the same team, we're in trouble. If it's an improved team, we'll be better, and that will help us.
Haycock says a focus on fundamentals this spring is a way that those veteran players can get better.
That becomes the real thing. The reality of that is our older guys, that group that you're talking about, has had tremendous intent and purpose at practice and in the weight room and in the dining hall and all of those things. And as long as they're improving, we'll be a better team, moving forward.
Haycock hopes All-American defensive end Jaquan Bailey and safety Lawrence White get a chance to make an NFL roster. Both players hope to be taken in the draft that begins tonight. Well, pre-draft trade emerging yesterday as Teddy Bridgewater is headed to his third team in three seasons. The Carolina Panthers announced on Wednesday that they traded Bridgewater to the Denver Broncos for a sixth-round draft pick. Bridgewater, Carolina's starting QB in 2020, was expendable after the Panthers traded a second-round pick to the New York Jets for Sam Darnold earlier this offseason. The Panthers will receive pick number 191 from the Broncos. In Major League Baseball action last night, Phillies slugger Bryce Harper was forced to leave last night's 5-3 win over the Cardinals after being hit in the face by a pitch from Cardinals reliever Genesis Cabrera in the top of the sixth inning at Busch Stadium. A 97-mile-per-hour sinker by Cabrera beamed Harper directly in the face on the first pitch of the inning. After leaving the game under his own power, Harper was immediately taken to a hospital to undergo testing, including a CT scan. Harper said on his Instagram feed that everything feels good. Also, Jorge Soler went the opposite way for two hard-hit doubles and a single, resulting in three RBIs in the Royals' 9-6 victory over the Pirates, salvaging a two-game series split at PNC Park and snapping a seven-game losing streak in Pittsburgh dating to June 28th of 2009. Kansas City's won six of its last seven games, and Wednesday's victory guaranteed a winning road trip as the club heads to Minnesota for a three-game set this weekend at Target Field. Elsewhere in baseball yesterday, the Twins beat the Indians 10-2. It was the Marlins over the Brewers 6-2. Dodgers 8-0 over the Reds. The Red Sox edging the Mets 1-0. Yankees blanked the Royals 7-0. The Nationals over the Blue Jays 8-2. The Rays beat the Oakland Athletics 2-0. It was the Braves over the Cubs 10-0. Angels beat the Rangers 4-3. The Astros down the Mariners 7-5. Padres beat the Diamondbacks 12-3. And the Tigers and the White Sox were rained out in Chicago. And Iowa senior Zeb Adrian has been named the Big Ten Baseball Player of the Week. Adrian was 10 of 14 with 5 RBIs and 7 runs scored as the Hawkeyes won 3 of 4 games in a home series against Maryland and Northwestern. Adrian says his big weekend began with a good week of practice.
Really just probably preparation during the week, you know, just staying, having a good approach, you know, using the middle, not trying to do too much. Really just having a good approach, really, and just working on things during the week.
Adrian says solid pitching has helped give the hitters more confidence at the plate.
You know, as a position player, it kind of puts your mind at ease when you know you got a guy that's going to come out and throw a lot of strikes and get a lot of quick outs. So, I mean, the quicker you can get in and out of the dugout, back in, ready to hit, it makes it a lot easier on us hitters to be able to focus on our at-bats and scoring runs for them.
At 18-11, the Hawkeyes are in fourth place in the Big Ten race, and they'll visit second place Indiana this weekend. That's a look at sports.